The following commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio@bnnmedia.org.
Well, I'm here, Boston. I'm here again. Today is Wednesday, and you know what time it is. Speaking from the trenches. Observation trenches, baby. Well, you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM here in Boston. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom, and I try to bring you things that I have observed out of the community for you to take a look at, rethink. You may agree, you may not, but it's time to really take a different look at what's going on with us in the community. And although my target population is American-born blacks, or ADOS as I identify as, American descendant of slavery, that's our lineage, so we came out of. And thank God for those who had to endure and persevere that nightmare. I thank God for our elders here in America. That's why we're here. So I focus on my group because all the research I've read by economists and others says nobody's further behind than yours truly. ADOS, the American descendant of slavery. That's us, baby. / American blacks. Some may call themselves fundamental blacks, whatever you want to call it. The group as a whole. Our legitimate grievance that A, brought all these so-called civil rights ordinances to the table. The king got out there with our elders and fought for. It cost him his life. You know, the 1964 Act of Civil Rights, Affirmative Action, Voting Rights Act, all those acts have benefited everybody but the group it was intended for. Because we forgot about one thing called specificity. Who is it for? We didn't specify who it was for. So now, young people who's coming behind my group, we are the baby boomers. If we get out your way and go into retirement or, you know, sit down, get out your way. So Gen X, Gen Z's, and millennials, you need to understand that. Wealth matters. That's my topic for today. Wealth matters. And you're not going to be needed any longer, either for entry level or for cheap labor. If you have not figured it out yet, all these people that's been allowed in the country since 1968, especially in the last, 5 or 10 years, all right, they don't need you for entry level or cheap labor anymore, baby. So if you don't possess or acquire essential high income skills, all right, in the production process, you're doomed. And if you're not preparing your children, Gen X's, Gen Z's, Gen Z's, and millennials, if you're not preparing them to understand that America runs on skills, our system is called capitalism, baby, capitalism. There's a lot of things to that concept, but the two most important things that I speak about is one is capital, the other is labor. The federal government made sure that ADOS would be locked out of labor, locked out of capital, because of, you think about it, from 1619 to 1865, we were the capital. We were the capital. They fought a war over us. At the end of that war, from 1865, right, to 1965, we was further enslaved based on what? Black laws, black codes, Jim Crow. Okay, sharecropping, 100 years of lynching, white terrorism. But keep in mind now, America was what? A virgin territory. She's still up and coming. She wasn't developed. Okay, she was not developed. So we's here doing that infancy stage, you know, but we's locked out because of what? Racial hatred. And so now, King came along in the 50s, thank God for him. He came out of the sanctuary, decided to confront the spirit of whiteness, white supremacy. And some laws was passed, right? Civil rights laws was passed. Just called so-called help us. And it has benefited everybody but us. And the last leg of affirmative action has been totally knocked out from under that stool. So now even affirmative action gone, you know. So you're at the base of the mountain looking up, young people. We at square zero. And so you better understand the importance in a system called capitalism why your labor is your most prized possession. And so I'm going to talk to you why wealth matters. Without wealth, okay, you're going to remain not a second class or third class, I say a fourth class citizen. Because why? We have been replaced by other so-called minorities, Spanish, Asians. So now, if we didn't get nothing being number two as a second minority, right, you ain't going to get nothing being number four. Just putting it out, it is what it is now. Keep in mind now, if you didn't get much being number two minority in this country, or the second population in this country, you don't get nothing as number four minority in this country. So the only saving grace that I can see is your labor. So if you're not preparing yourself to go out and acquire essential high income skills, and by that I do not mean going to a university. You can acquire those skills via technical, okay, vocational training, but the key is you must acquire those skills, which means you got to be in some kind of learning environment to acquire those skills, baby. Okay? And without those skills, you can't go in the marketplace and demand top dollar for your service, whereby you can take care of you and your family on your terms, live where you want to live, send your kids to the school of your choice, or have extra activities that you pay for that fits your need. You can't do it, baby, on a voucher. You can't do it on $20 an hour. You can't do it. Because you have not figured out, America is a very expensive place to be. It's very expensive. And when you lack essential high-income skills, that means that you're going to struggle, or you got to work two jobs, and that's not good. And so I wanted to speak to my group, my focus, because, you know, I'm in mental health. We do home-based mental health services. We go into folks' home. For the last 22 years being out here, I got to see firsthand how our folks are faring. I got to see policies made on high, how it affects folks down in the trenches. And I can tell you right now, these policies have done nothing, nothing for the collective. A few might benefit, but it's done nothing for us. Because why? It wasn't specified. Specificity. Who's it for? Who's it for? So I want to just speak about why wealth is important and why you need to start to rethink your position out here. Because if you think you're going to be able to get by either on entry-level labor or cheap labor, you are sadly mistaken. They don't need you for that. The reason why they desire these illegal immigrants, besides being cheap, there's no grievance there. There's no history of exploitation or oppression. No, there's nothing there. So they'd rather deal with them than deal with you or me. But when you have essential high-income skills in the production process, here's the word I use, is essential. All labor is important. But some labor in the process is more important than others. That's why I use the word essential. And you have to be able, right, to go and acquire those skills via vocational or technical skills or university. You're not going to get a degree. I read a stat where it says 60% of people with degrees, it was not needed for their livelihood. They didn't need a degree for that. So again, we must start to pivot and get out of anything called like social agenda. What do I mean by that? I would spend no more of my time after 161 years since Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. It's been 161 years we've been fighting to be a citizen and respect as a citizen with all the perks and benefits. I wouldn't spend no more of my time fighting for any social agenda, be it voting rights, wouldn't see me, okay? Civil rights, wouldn't see me. Racism, wouldn't see me. Sexism, wouldn't see me. Yeah, fighting for gays and lesbians, wouldn't see me. Wouldn't see me down there. Mm-mm, not me. Why, Larry? We have given America a template of how to push back against white supremacy. Everybody's benefited from our labor and effort but us. As the conservative columnist Ann Coulter said in one of her speeches, I had an interview, she said, these other groups, women, meaning white women, gays, all right, Spanish, Caribbeans, Africans, Asians, Indian, all these groups have piggybacked off of the black experience. Hear me now. They have piggybacked off of our experience. We did all the hard pushing. We did all the heavy lifting. We got out there and did the marching, protesting, fighting, you name it. We did that. But everybody that could sneak through the door under these ordinances that was fought for and passed because of what? Because of Adolf. Because of American-born blacks. So they could get into the door, but they didn't get scarred. They didn't get bruised. They didn't get no name calling. We did all the heavy lifting, but all the other groups, right, got to pass through the door unscathed. So I say to you young people coming behind me, as a member of the baby boomers, who's about to get out your way and let you take to the mic, I say, let these groups, along with the white community, let them fight racism. Let the white folks fight that. Because why? It's their creation, you know? Let them put forth effort to annihilate it. Let them do that, along with the folks of color. We've been fighting that spirit of whiteness for 161 years. For 161 years. Well, put down that cross. Put down that cross. I would put all my time and energy not only acquiring those skills, but I'm in pursuit of getting city contracts, state contracts, federal contracts, private contracts, the trades, essential high-income position, whereby I can be comfortable. Me and my family can be comfortable. Because keep in mind now, our country is a great country. I do not dispute that. America is a great place to be if you possess sufficient wealth to be comfortable. And having been blessed to travel off these great shores and see other folks, other countries, right? There's nowhere I'd rather be than America. Providing I have the skills and the wealth to live where I want to live, to do what I want to do, to have life on my terms. That's a statement that many, many of our people, Ados, have never been able to say. Living life on my terms. Living where I want to live. Sending my kids to activities that I want them to participate in. And not activities based on a voucher, you know, or some poverty program. Or no. We don't use the word poverty anymore. At risk program. Come on now. So I'm just saying to you, Gen X, Gen Zs, and millennials, wealth matters. And when you lack wealth, you're at the mercy of the elements. And all the research and data shows we ain't doing well, but we never did. And getting by is no longer a prerequisite. If all you want to do is get by, what I say to you, look at your children and say, do you want that for them? If you don't want to go out there, put in the work to elevate yourself, to acquire those skills, you know, to do better tomorrow than you are today. So look at your kids. What do you want for them? What type of inheritance are you going to leave to them? If you don't want to get out there and uplift yourself and do well for yourself, think about your children, the next generation. Because I read a stat by economists. They said in this year, decade is coming. They're looking for about $60 to $70 trillion of inheritance wealth to be transferred. About $60 to $70 trillion of inheritance wealth. That's going most white people. They got the wealth. So that means their kids are going to start off with a serious advantage that yours don't. Hear me now. Those young people are going to start off with a serious advantage that yours don't. Some examples. Let me give you some examples of wealth. What it does for you. When your family has wealth. Let's say you and your friend has an idea about starting, like, you know, a company. Could be, any kind of company, you know, construction company. Let's say you say, okay, it's for you guys. You say, well, you know, to get started, you know, we each need to have 25 grand to put in to get started. When you come from a family of wealth, you can say, Dad, Mom, you know, me, Bob, you know, Jim, you know, we're going to start this construction company. And each member needs to have at least 25 grand a piece to get started. I want to borrow that from you or have you, finance my portion. Folks with wealth can do that. No problem, son. You know, write the check, go for it. We may have a daughter who say, you know, I want to go, you know, to med school, you know, and I want you to be able to pay the price for it. When you got wealth, you say, okay, no problem, baby. I got you. You know, I'll make sure you just focus on, you know, getting the grade and being in tune to the academics. And I'll make sure the cost, right, we're going to bear that for you. Don't worry about it. You just do the study. That's wealth. Or you might say, Dad, you know, I saw a nice house over here, you know, outside of town. You're going for $200,000, you know. They say, I need 20% down or whatever, you know. He said, no problem, son. You know, I'm going to give you a nice down payment for the house, you know. So no problem. That's wealth talking. That's wealth. But you don't have that. You don't come out of homes with that kind of, you know, advantage. You're starting like I started off at square zero. I came in a home as the eldest of eight kids. There was no wealth there. But my parents came out of home with no wealth. There was nothing to pass down to the next generation. So for me to be living like I'm living now, I had to go back and acquire essential high-income skills to be able to start this MedTech clinic here in Boston. I had to get those skills. In order to pursue those contracts with both Medicaid and the state, I had to get those skills. So now there's 40 people, I believe, that we contract with at Osiris, who are doing well. That means there's 40 families that are also benefiting from that blessing. You follow me? 40 families. Because my father put into me the spirit of being a business owner. Because they started Higgin Bottom Brothers Construction back in the 60s with Cruz Construction, you know. So I saw that spirit. I've been bred that spirit. You don't just, the people who go into business, they, you know, they just don't pop up. You got to breed and socialize the spirit of being an entrepreneur. So I was privy to have been raised by a father, you know, who had that spirit. So going into business, right, wasn't a big deal or a big shock to me. So now, because I went there and acquired those skills, and got those contracts to 40 individuals at Osiris who represent 40 families. 40 families. Let's say there's like three folks in that family. That's like 120 individuals who are being taken care of by the revenue that Osiris, right, is generating. Follow my drift? That's wealth talking. So they can live where they want to live on their terms. Take care of their kids the way they want to take care of their kids on their terms. Why? They have the means to do that. Okay? You can't do that on $15 an hour, $20 an hour. You can't do that. That's why I'm saying to you, Gen X, Gen Z's, and millennials, that wealth matters. And when you lack that, not only do you just get by, you know, yourself, you're not leaving no inheritance for your children. You're not going to give them a send-off when it's their time to, you know, get into whatever they want to get into. And I'd also really encourage you to be specific, intentional about your kids' development, what you want them to get into. There's certain occupations, although they are worthy, certain occupations, right, don't compensate the way other jobs do. So, again, STEM is where to go. STEM. Science stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Those four subject matters, right, pay very, very well. As well, along with, right, being plumbing. I got a friend who has his own plumbing company. He's doing very well. Another buddy of mine, electrician, licensed electrician, does very well. My guy, my IT guy, went to, I think, ITT Tech. Young cat, now in his, I think, mid-30s. Been moving now about 9 or 10 years. He got multiple contracts. Why? His skill base is definitely in demand. He does very well. Get my drift? So that's why I say you have to be in a position with your skills where you can demand top dollar. That's why I use the phrase essential high income skills. Because without that, right, you're going to struggle. I'm telling you from experience. Before I went back and upgraded my skills, reinvented myself, I was working out here, making what, $9, $11 an hour, $12 an hour, somewhere around there, you know. My daughter's born in 91. I said, hey, man, Larry, this ain't going to cut it, buddy. This ain't going to cut it. You have to go back and upgrade your skills. I thank God I did. I thank God that my good friend of mine, Dr. Omar Reed, has spoken to me about in the mid-80s about this field called mental health, his degree called MSW, and Master of Social Work as a clinician. I thank God for the sermon that I listened, and number two, I went out and did something about it to get it. I thank God for that. It changed my world, changed my daughter's world, changed my former wife's world, changed all of our world, but also there's 40 people right now who are also being blessed. Blessed. So now, when these ADOs conditions come out of grad school, people of color conditions come out of grad school, they know that there is a clinic that they can practice their craft in and be compensated very well. It's a win-win for everybody. For them, the families, the community, it's a win-win. But we got the contracts. That's why I say you need to think about acquiring those skills and then becoming a provider for the city. The city of Boston spends over $2 billion a year with outside contractors. I understand less than 0.5% of those contracts go to ADOs or American Born Black. Think about it. $2 billion a year they spend every year with outside contractors, and we get less than 0.5% of that money. That's downright shameful. So it means to me, our so-called city council ain't speaking about something that's important. You know, they fighting for sanctuary city, don't benefit us. Illegal immigrant, don't benefit it. It hurt us. All right, gay rights, but it don't benefit us. Nothing to put a chicken in your pot will allow you to live where you want to live. The state in Massachusetts spend over $4 billion a year. Osiris is a state provider. Of that $4 billion a year, I read a stat where we get less than one half of 1% we get. Think about it. Out of $4 billion a year they spend with outside contractors, we get what amount of chump change. Why? Our state rep, state senators are not speaking about where the bacon is. They're not trying to bring home the bacon. They fight for everything but the right thing. But you keep voting for them. So many of our folks don't even know on that level that the state purchases all kinds of services. They purchase all kinds of services from all kinds of people. Electricians, painters, architects, consulting people, you know, everything. Same with cities. They purchase all kinds of services from all these kinds of providers, but we're not there. So all we've been taught, get you a job. Well, I can tell you this much out here. All the families that we work with, these folks are working. They got jobs. But they're on the low end of the income scale. That's a problem. And the truth be told, if the city or the state pulled these subsidies, either rent control or child vouchers or whatever, a large portion of our parents and kids will be homeless. They can't afford to be here. They can't afford to be here. Because we did not teach our children the essence of what America is founded on. Capitalism. And labor is essential in capitalism. And if you possess essential high-income skills, you're going to do very well. And those skills can lead to you getting contracts. You can take care of yourself, but also hire our other people from your community. Come on now. Another thing that we need to think twice about. Hear folks talk about, we need to, separate. Go our own way. Do our own thing, Well, you're about 150 years too late for that. What do you mean, Larry? That would have been more permissible after Civil War, when the government was giving away all this land out in the Midwest, the West to like European immigrants. Or after the Civil War, that land that you once worked on, that 40 acre mule, was the time for that. And also, another reason why it's not permissible now, you must have a source of revenue. There's 47 million blacks, according to the last census. Out of that 47 million, if you subtract out those who are Caribbean and African, you're down to 40 million ADOs members. How are you going to feed them? How are you going to provide an income that they can purchase the goods and services that you would be producing or making? Anybody listening? So that's good talking point. We need our own. We need to start our own. Yeah, you do. But you got to be part of the mainstream of America now. Too late. Separation is too late for that. Because how are you going to feed those 40 million ADOs members? How? How are they going to earn their income? If you're not locked into, the main economy, you're not going to do well out here. So again, I caution folks, who jump on these talking points about we need to do our own, create our own. It sounds good in theory, but I think we're about 161 years too late. You should have done that back in 1865. And even when you did it in the 1920s and 30s, even Black Wall Street over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, had a revenue base. Oil. In that town, when they had that land, was rich with oil. They had a revenue base. You got to have some kind of revenue base, to sustain your people where they can earn income and buy your goods and services. Otherwise, you got all these folks who are now separated from the white economy looking at each other. That ain't good. So again, I hear the rhetoric. I hear the sentiment. But it's not doable because why? Where will your revenue come from? Where? So again, we need to be plugged into becoming city contractors, state contractors, federal government contractors. I read a stat that said our federal government spends over $500 billion a year with outside contractors. $500 billion a year. And we get what amounts to chump change. Not even one-tenth of that money we get. Come on now. Because why? We have been sold, get a job. Or God will make a way. God will make a way. Don't worry about it. Take it to God in prayer. Well, in this physical world, this secular world, God is a spirit. And if you don't let him into your heart, he's not there. And God give you and me what? Total freedom and dominion down here. That's right. Total freedom and dominion. So again, if you're not exercising your freedom and dominion in the secular world to get your share of the wealth, to me, you're foolish. You're foolish. You have to be able to get and deal in mainstream white America. Why? You have the money. I keep saying, and not being facetious, not being mean-spirited, not trying to be a smart aleck. This is a white man's country. It is what it is. It's a white man's country. That community owns all the wealth. These are their institution. These are their bylaws. These are their regs, right? They own all the resources, and they got all the guns, you know? So it is what it is. Now, that being the case, all right, given the relationship and the history between Black America and the white community that's built on 24-7 years of chattel slavery, how do I thrive and prosper, given that history? You better be skilled. You need to have essential high-income skills to do well. Otherwise, you're going to struggle. It is what it is. So I have no problem with saying it's a white man's country. Matter of fact, everywhere I've been in the world, all right, due to imperialism, all right, it's their time to rule the world. It is what it is, you know? Everywhere I've been, you can tell that they've been there. Here's why. Pay attention now. Here's why. Here's why you can tell they've been there. You can tell them. The people, right, either lost their land, first and foremost, right, have been colonized, they've been subjugated, or exterminated. You can tell, you can always tell what Europeans have been. People lost their land, right? Some have been exterminated, meaning they ain't there no more. And what's there, they've been subjugated and been colonized. Here's what it is. Here's what it is. So they're trying to rule the world. Only place where they don't rule the world at is China. Why? Well, because she kicked them out of there. She let them come in there. All right, China, North Korea, right, Russia, you know, for the most part, you know. But anyway, it's white man's time to rule the world. I got a problem with saying that. It is what it is. That being the case, how do I, as a member of the Asian community or the Black race, prosper and thrive in America? I better be highly skilled. I need to possess essential skill. Because why? I'm no longer needed for entry-level or cheap labor. And they're not sending these people back. All these folks you see around here, they are not sending these people back. These folks are here to stay. These folks are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. So that being the case, get off their bottom. Only way you can do that, you must be highly skilled. You must be highly skilled. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back in a minute. Again, you're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. Name of the program, From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches, baby. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. My day's topic is Ados, America's Sense of Slavery. Wealth matters, baby. Wealth matters. I'll be back. Stay tuned.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page, or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the Black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanStem. A message from the Ad Council.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page. Or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has sort of like skipped stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
I'm back, Boston. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. You listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM in Boston. Name of the program, From the Trenches, baby. Observation from the Trenches. Observation from the Trenches. My topic today is real simple. ADOS, American Descended Slavery, / American-born blacks, / fundamental blacks. Wealth matters, baby. Wealth matters. If you're not paying attention, you better pay attention. Because you're not needed for cheap labor or entry-level labor. You're not needed for that, baby. No, you're not needed for that. And so you need to be paying yourself and your children, right, to upgrade your game, up your game. If you're not trying to acquire essential high-income skills, you can be comfortable, enjoy this great country of ours. And America, I say again, it's a great country. I would not dispute that. No. It's a great country. And although we had to fight for everything we ever got, that's true. The reason why I play that clip by Brother Gil Scott Heron, he's deceased now, he did a song in the 70s called You Got It. Revolution Will Not Be Televised. When I bought that album, me and my friend, we sitting around, you know, we thought he meant it's going to be some kind of physical uprising. Revolution Will Not Be Televised. You were in the street, you know, fighting, shooting white folks, the whole nine yards. But you know what he said? He said, what we meant by that, the revolution occurs in your mind. The revolution occurs in your mind. When you realize, I'm on the wrong page. I'm involved in the wrong things. I'm not applying myself to the right things out there. I don't see America, right, how she is as regarding ADOS. He also said something profound, I thought. He said, being born in America didn't seem to matter. Anybody listening? Being born in America didn't seem to matter. Despite being born an American citizen, we had to fight for everything we ever gotten. Protesting, marching through the courts, etc. These other folks you see coming to these great shores of ours, right? They're not coming here to fight white supremacy or white racism. They're not coming here for that. They know what America is. They're coming here to acquire much of the wealth for them and their families as they can. If it means bumping you, stepping over you, whatever, so be it. They're not coming here to change the paradigm or white supremacy or capitalism. They're not coming for that. There's no such thing as allies. Only thing you're going to ally with their own group, with their own group. So I'm saying to my group, to the young folks come behind me, not disparaging, those folks from the Caribbean or Africa or Asia or India, you know, I'm not doing that. I'm saying it's time for us to stay focused on our own issue alone. Let other groups fend for themselves. They don't come here to become allies with you or with me. If you're not teaching your kids or yourself to become very competitive out here in this marketplace, you're doing yourself and your children a grave disservice. Hear what he said now. Hear what the brother said. The revolution starts in your mind. In your mind. For me to be here, living this great life I'm living now, 35, 40 years ago, I had to come to some simple realization. Larry, this ain't working. This is not going to work for you, boy. It's not going to work for you. If you don't upgrade your skills, right, little job you paying, you got, you just going to what? Barely get by, just getting by. I had to see America for what she is. It's a white man's country. I don't say that, you know, being facetious or mean-spirited. It is what it is. That being the case, and given the foundation of our relationship is built on, it's toxic, 20, 47 years of chattel slavery where anything and everything could be done to us without any protection under the law, how did I not thrive and prosper given that foundation? The only saving grace, young people, in my humble opinion, is labor. America's built on what? Capitalism. And in that process, right, capital always need labor to produce what? Goods and services. And if you possess essential skills in that process, you're going to be needed. It also leads you going to get your own contracts. That's what you need to be about. I thank God every day that I listen to Brother Sekou Mim and Brother Omar 35, 40 years ago about mental health. It changed my world. It changed my world, but also it allowed me to change other folks' world. Just 40 blacks, Hispanics, whites, working on sideways. All because why? The contracts. And so what I hope that you hear is that you have to be skilled. You have to go to some vocational technical program to acquire those skills or universities. But I would not just pursue skills for skill's sake. Are they essential? Are they high income generating? Because that's where you're going to really be able to really thrive and have excess capital after you pay your bills. You stop living just to pay your bills. You don't go to sleep worrying about your bills being paid. Or if there's a spike in gas prices, you don't go to sleep worrying about, I got to rob Peter to pay Paul. Is it an inconvenience? Yes. But you have the means to more than, right, absorb that increase in price. It's a whole different world that most black Americans have never experienced. And I'm telling you, the saving grace that you have, young people, you can look at my group, right, and say, these things I will not do, because why, they've done that. You can critique what we did, what King did. And I say to you, I wouldn't put no more of my time in anything called social agenda. It's needed, right? We've given our fair share of time there, 161 years since emancipation. We've been fighting, pushing that boulder. I say it's time, right, to put that cross down and let the white community fight racism. They won't create it. They won't maintain it. Let them eradicate that. Let those people of color, let them fight them with that. We have a template. They know what it is. Let them push this cross. I'd put my time and energy on pursuing essential high-income skills, getting contracts that can take care of myself. What you'll find from that excess disposable capital there, now you can build your own housing complex, right? Your own restaurant. Your own boutique. Service everybody now. Service everybody. Because tell me now, I'll tell you one thing. If we build it, they'll come. They'll come. No doubt about it. But guess what? You own and control it. You own and control it. Our country is founded on private property. We should know. We once were property. We once were private property for 247 years during chattel slavery. We were property to be bought and sold like you buy and sell a pig or a cow. We were the capital. And we got none of that wealth that we created. And it didn't stop there. For another 100 years, from 1865 to 1965, right? Laws were passed that further kept us what? In bondage, like living in apartheid. So out of 405 years in this country, 347 years, we have created wealth and got nothing. Yes, reparations do. Reparations do, no doubt in my mind. But I want to be comfortable while I fight for it. I want to be comfortable. King died poor. Malcolm died impoverished. Fannie Lou Hamer, all these icons we speak about, they died poor, impoverished. What they stood for was, you know, admirable. It was needed. But they didn't live no good life. They weren't comfortable. They just got by. I'm not for that. No, not me. No. Count me on that. No. I'll struggle with you. I'll protest with you. I want to be comfortable. But I also want you to be comfortable. The wealth of America was built off of the black back bodies of adults. Period. The wealth of this country was built off of the black back bodies of adults. Period. Has nothing to do with you being from the Caribbean or Africa or Asian or India or Spanish. Huh. No. Mm-mm. That's a debt owed to Adolf. So in the meantime, while you're fighting for that, right, don't you want to be comfortable? Don't you want to be able to take care of your kids and your family on your terms? Live where you want to live? Do what you want to do? Go where you want to go? You must possess essential high-income skills to live like that. America's a great country. She's a great country. And I'm saying it's time for there to be a new message inside this home. Matter of fact, if you change the message, right, I would pretty much guarantee you in one generation you will see a different trajectory of our community if you change the message that starts in this home. Everything starts in the home. And the first thing I would start with, young people, Gen X, Gen Z, and Millennium, I would stop denigrating myself by using the N-word, the B-word, the H-word, any white supremacist term that was created to denigrate us, right, and to justify our bondage. I would stop using those terms. And in fact, if you think about it, when I was a young man coming around my 20s and 30s, right, all groups had racial slurs. The Jews, Irish, right? You know, Italian, Spanish, everybody, you know? All those racial slurs are gone except for what? The old N-word. Think about it now. All those terms are gone. How can you be about anything that's healthy and enrichment when you denigrate yourself? And nobody's been the biggest culprit of that than our entertainers. Last 30 years, since rap took a turn for the worse, they so freely just denigrate ourselves. N-word this, B-word that, H-word that, killing each other. You know, I'm going to blow him up. Calling women, you know, sex objects. The whole nine yards. You're not going to go far. Because why? What you model is what you become. What you say you are, you become that. So it's in one of the A. So many of our young, right, have no problem with killing each other. Why? If you say the N-word 5 times, see how that person loses his or her value. They become what? Non-human. Because why? You just devalue those person. They have no value to you. Let me think about it, young people. It's your time to come to the mic, baby, as we get out your way. As baby boomers, as we get out your way, it's your time to come to the mic. But keep in mind, young people, wealth matters. When you don't possess wealth in America, you are at a severe disadvantage. And when you don't have contracts to hire your people, yourself, you're further at a disadvantage. Why? He who has the contract controls you. So do both. Get those skills that are essential and become a city contractor, state, federal government, private contractor, trade. Where the money's at, baby? Where the money's at? You're working. All y'all working. But you ain't making that much. That's the problem. Well, as I wind down in these next couple of minutes, you know, hope you found what I said insightful. Hope you take it to heart. Do something with it. But remember what Brother Gil Scott Harris said. See, that's why I play him twice. He said, the revolution starts in your mind. Revolution starts in your mind. There won't be no fanfare. There won't be no parade down Main Street. You'll just know you're on the wrong page. You're going the wrong way. As I, 30, 40 years ago, say, hey, Larry, going by the wrong boy. You're going the wrong way. I thank God I came to myself. Because why? Revolution starts in your mind. It starts in your mind. How you think, how you see the world, how you see America. She's a great place to be. She's a great country. She's a great, 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 great country. But she's wicked, 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 wicked. That's true too. But there's nowhere I'd rather be. Having gone here and there, I'm an American. But I want you to do what? Share the wealth, baby. Share the wealth. We'll get along just fine. Just share the wealth and we'll get along just fine. How? Through contract. City contract, state contract, federal contract, private contract, the trade. Share the wealth and we'll get along just fine. Yes, indeed. It's that simple. So as I wind down, hope you have enjoyed my little observation from the trenches. And I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. I come your way every Wednesday from 6 to 6 to 7 o'clock to share my thoughts out of the trenches because I'm out there every day and these families and seeing firsthand. The A, it all starts with how you think, baby. As you said, the revolution starts in your mind. And you cannot be intimidated to leave folks who are okay staying stuck. If you want to stay stuck there, you got to leave them. When I went to grad school, when I decided I was going to reinvent myself, I left people at the bar. Good friends of mine. Hey, man, I can't be a student and be in the bar. So I'd leave them there. When I got my master's and came back, they still there. But guess what? I'm in a better position. So don't be afraid to leave people while you go and pursue those skills. Because when you come back, you will be in a better position. Take care of you and your family on your terms. That's the key, young people. You want to be able to take care of life on your term. Do what you want to do when you want to do it. That requires essential high-income skills to do that. If you don't have those skills, you ain't going to do well. You just cut and dry. Simple as that. Well, I hope you've enjoyed my little observation from the trenches. Again, I'll be back next Wednesday, same time. You've been listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the program, From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches. From the Trenches, Baby. I'm out there every day in the trenches. And remember, young people, wealth matters. Wealth matters. Until next Wednesday, God bless you and be safe.
The preceding commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio@bnnmedia.org.